Where are we going? Welcome to this exclusive podcast produced by Spirit Watch Ministries that will show where life in our darkening times is now turning and how you can avoid the detours of deception through the hope of biblical truth. The Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 warned us over 2 millennia ago and how urgently we need to heed him now. Our host is Pastor Rafael Martinez, a seasoned Northwest Indiana-based minister, intercessor, and counter-cult apologist who will help you discern the journey of change we're all on as the last day of the last days now winds down. For more information, check out our Facebook page and our website at spiritwatch.org. Now, here's Pastor Rafael.
Hello, I'm Rafael Martinez, a minister in the Church of God Cleveland Movement. And thanks for taking the time for listening to our podcast today called Where Are We Going? It's a podcast we've created where we explore some hard questions about the deceptive and destructive power wielded by cultism and abusive churches all around us. We've also beheld our world's cultural and geopolitical dysfunction so continually that it's led us to ask the questions about just where we are going. It's one of the kinds of questions asked by so many of our times, and this is one attempt to engage those. And today, we want to once again just catch up on where we've been going in the past couple of months and discuss a few other things. This podcast is one of the services of Spirit Watch Ministries, an outreach of discernment in our deceptive world that has been ongoing since 1993. You can learn more about us at our website, spiritwatch.org, and keep up to date using our Facebook and YouTube links there on the page as well. We're always seeking new audiences, and we appreciate the help spreading the word around your internet community about our podcast. We're now found on Spotify, Google, and the Amazon podcast channels. And if you're from there here visiting, thanks so very much. Now, humanity indeed is going somewhere in our present rush through life, and it's a journey that all human culture has taken so many twists and turns in. And this geopolitical hurricane all around us is a reaction to it all. It's something that we need to be very careful to not overlook as we discuss where we're going. The dark specter of wars and rumor of wars continues to rumble all around the world. The stalemate between Russia and Ukraine has spurred a new militancy among European nations in which America is now deeply invested. Even as motley bands of Yemeni thugs threaten shipping in the Red Sea, and communist China raised its hungry eyes at Taiwan and Southeast Asia with aggression. The proxy war of Iran with Israel that's been going on since last year through the struggles of the Palestinians through the Hamas terrorist network is marked by a savagery and ruthlessness in which both sides have fought with each other. Global defense allegiances form and re-energize continually all over. Now, folks, there's a lot of twitchy fingers and a lot of triggers everywhere that are all around us, and I'm convinced only the grace of God's restraint has kept us from blowing ourselves up. All this at a time in which American foreign policy and military preparedness has never been more overburdened with indecision, confusion, and lack of manpower and funding. We can't also ignore the toxicity of American politics that has made American secession a bitter exercise of partisan warfare between political parties. I remember one time when elections could be reasonably expected to be hard-fought, but civil, and always looking ahead to American interests and American growth. That's just not the reality today. So by the end of this summer, 2024, we're likely going to have set before us the choice for the elections between an out-of-touch octogenarian liberal incumbent whose leadership has been barely any more effective than the alternative, and a principled conservative demagogue not much younger than he is, and who was hell-bent on returning back to power with an antisocial pogrom as his agenda. Now, folks, that's the high notes. The culture war has been ongoing between black and white, gay and straight, male and female has certainly not slowed down either, and we could wax eloquent about that for quite a while, but we don't have that time. But I think you know what we're speaking of. Everyone's always being called out to make a choice and join a bandwagon or two and to bring your family trees along. Runaway inflation squeezes everyone, making life more costly to live by here in the United States, whereas economic oppression beyond our imagination crushes with far heavier jackboots on people's necks all over the world, from Venezuela to India. It makes life a real struggle and stirs so many to mass movements of desperate people who are seeking to find better lives through immigration. So the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, and the glittering promise of new technology and industry energizing new economies of recovery still dazzle us, making us chase after our place in the post-pandemic paradigm. Artificial intelligence is supposed to better our lot, but instead, I think we're seeing it become the tools of a new and immediate manipulation of our daily lives. See, on that last note, many have been pointing out since AI's mass emergence a couple of years ago about its exponential power to pervert the notion of truth itself. In a world where imagery is everything, as Andre Agassi once intoned in a commercial years back, the usage of video and pictures along with AI-created text and story and narrative has created a new and unprecedented projection of fantasy above fact. Artificial intelligence technology has spawned new forms of reality-warping misinformation online, one CBC article said, and went also to say, AI-generated images have quickly risen in prominence, becoming nearly as popular as more traditional forms of manipulation. Most anyone has encountered some form of AI-empowered unreality that is presented as the way it is, that you had to consider carefully, or maybe, and more likely, you just swallow up that resume or the Instagram pic that just seems so right without even a second thought. We discussed in the past how modern society has redefined how truth itself should be viewed as having a shelf life regarding its relevance to any given moment, and that objective standards are inflexible rigidity we should freely get rid of as needed. Now, empower that kind of mindset with the global slacking of discernment in people all around us, and give it also the flashy projection of AI and good old human misinformation, and we're seeing a sobering reality emerging all around us, which we just really don't pay attention to. The spirit of that age is that of outright deception, of an immersive unreality, a cultural fraudulence that we're all living in and not even realizing it, even as we reckon ourselves to be pretty sharp cookies. In short, even as we go to war, seek bargains in the marketplace, and think about life itself and where we're going, we're indeed subject to so much twisted insight that can lead us to stray from solid fact into fluid fantasy at every possible level. And many are the angels of light who want to get our attention. So that's where we're going, my friends. That's the reason why Jesus Christ warned us to take heed that no man deceive you. He revealed that the most potent force of deception came out of the rising of a vast host of people claiming to be him, or at least his successor or best buddy. And who should be heeded most exclusively? And it's why this podcast has focused so intensely upon how this spiritual deception, as the calling card of the biblically foretold end of the world, so deeply penetrates places where faith in God is placed. And as a Christian minister, I've been commissioned by God to raise a voice where I can, calling people to understand that not only are we living in dangerous times, but that the greatest deception, the greatest danger, is wrought by deceptive people. All too many claiming to follow his biblical precept are instead leading others into their own twisted agendas, involving their control and domination of their lives, and the destruction of their very souls and destiny. Doing what we can to raise a standard against such shipwreck of human life is why we do what we do here in Spirit Watch Ministries. We've been led by the Lord to examine deceptive movements that create their own ungodly and abusive worldviews and communities, and we make no apology for obeying what he calls us to do. Do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words, he has told us. Though briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words or dismayed by their looks, even though they are a rebellious house. God's commission to the prophet we read here from Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 6, is what he impressed upon me decades ago. In 1983, as a direction for where and how I am to declare his truth. It's God's command that his truth be presented to those who refuse it, and even fight against it. You shall speak my words to them, he commands, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are rebellious. The opportunity to be given to choose truth or to reject it is a final measure of God's grace upon those who clearly are in the bullseye of his judgment for twisting his own truth. So we are going to proclaim that truth to those who are devoted to a lie. It's a literal last chance for them, and we take our part in expressing this as his will very, very seriously. We've been led to bring focus upon cultism in several virulent forms, among them the well-known cults such as the Remnant Fellowship and Mormon churches, the Watchtower Society, and various abusive groups of all kinds and sizes. Recently, we've been ranging from the Zenos Dwell movement to the Gladstone Madison groups in Ohio, and we've been asked to help in pursuing several other movements across the nation. Great is that need for truth to be told about their lies and for the central truth of the Christian faith found in the gospel of Jesus to be defended against their distortions of it. Victims of their abusive societies need help, and we've done what we can where we can. It is ongoing and never-ending. Helping those impacted by this most horrific of deceptions is part of the fire we are now preparing to reignite. We're going to continue testimonials as those who come forward and have opportune time to share with us. We've been waiting to do these for quite a while. We're hoping to have Michael Shamblin, the estranged son of the deceased Remnant Fellowship leader Gwen Shamblin-Lehrer, on a podcast or two soon. There are some Friday night Facebook Live events which we are tentatively scheduling, in which we'll be doing discussion and question and answers with online audiences. There's a number of guests we'll be wanting to bring on to share in that, and that's going to happen sometime starting in July. And we have an opportunity at the end of August to share our ministry at a conference in Jacksonville, Florida. Flying myself and my wife in and out during a busy work week won't be easy. But we believe we have supporters who can provide for us as our own household finances simply can't be sufficient for that. We're trusting in God's supply for this, and we're trusting that God will use you and speak to some of you, and that you provide a generous financial support where you can to help us get there. As we've said before, keep in mind our mission is to take heed that no man deceive you. We're glad that there's other podcasts on cultism that are out in the interwebs, but we think we have a unique perspective that we need to keep sharing. We want to uphold the truth about where the journey of change has already led us, and we invite you to continue to hang with us. Our journey to expose that darkness is starting up again. And to God be the glory that truth prevail, that the captive be freed, and the brokenhearted restored.
Thanks for listening today as we explore just where are we going. Our prayer is that you have been encouraged and strengthened, and if necessary, challenged in your daily journey through life. Jesus is coming. You can fall with the night, or you can rise with the sun. The choice is yours. You can email us with questions and comments at feedback@spiritwatch.org. And if you need urgent personal spiritual help, email us at help@spiritwatch.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Please follow our podcasting at our Facebook page and our website at spiritwatch.org. This podcast is a production of Spirit Watch Ministries, taking heed that no man deceives you.
Where's the best place an opponent should hide?
The very last place you would ever look.